Yes, I think recent figures again this week show that property prices are collapsing at a rapid speed. Indeed, last month seen them drop more than any other month over the last 2 years. And people, many people out there have houses now that are very, very much undervalued. They've got negative equity. We know that the recent figures show that there are over 100,000 people with distressed mortgages, people who can't pay their mortgage bill. And yet this government thinks it's okay to slap a 100 euro charge on every house and plan to introduce by this time next year a new property tax, which will see that increase significantly on many houses across Donegal.
Even though property prices have fallen rapidly over the past month, as you've said, people can afford this household charge, can they not? It only works out at around 2 euro a week.
Well, unfortunately, I've met many people. They come to my clinics, they come to my office, they phone me on a daily basis, and I've seen the spreadsheets. I've seen them put down on pieces of paper their income and their expenditure. And when you ask for, when the government asks for another 100 euro, that has to come from either heating their home or putting food on the table or clothes on their children's backs. And that's the unfortunate position that many, many people find in Ireland.
But you could use people in the north as an example. They pay rates that are on average around £600 a year. Their social welfare is a lot lower than it is here in the Republic. So people in the Republic are still well off compared to their counterparts in Northern Ireland.
Well, I would invite you or anybody who makes that type of claim to follow me, and I'll take them to many households, and I would be surprised if you would make the argument that people are well off. The reality is that people's incomes over the last couple of years have dropped dramatically. The cost of living on this side of the border is hugely increased compared to the six counties.